everybody, and welcome back to Wonderland. Hello, everyone, again. A little extra hello, you know, I thought it'd be great. but I haven't talked to you guys, you know, in a couple of minutes. To be completely honest, I don't even know when the last time I uploaded a podcast was. I think it was in January. let's see, I'm going to pull it up right now. I don't even know. Okay, that's great. That's lovely. It's not lovely. It's fine. But today... Oh my god, it was a month ago. Maybe. I think I'm wrong. It's fine. Yes, it was around a month ago. Okay. Well, when this is uploaded, it would be a month ago. I thought it was, like, a couple weeks. So I'm sorry I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. But I'm here now. The reason why I've been, you know, very not on top of this is because, well... is because I've been trying to figure out a new upload date. I'm gonna sneeze, give me a minute. Bless me. But the reason why I haven't been back here doing my thing is because I've been trying to find a new upload date. I was thinking about doing Fridays at like around 3 or like 2:30 in the afternoon, like around the time school ends. Depending what school you go to, but that's like, I feel like 3 o'clock, you know, school should be over. But I think that's gonna be my date, but I don't know. So great, I mean, great. excuse me. God. So I thought we'd little catch up here in the beginning. I've been doing 3 things, and that's like school, dance, and playing Animal Crossing. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I did not play Animal Crossing, or did not have it yet, but now I do. Now I have Animal Crossing, and I'm in love. Darling, I'm in love. So, it's a great game. If you have the Nintendo Switch or the Nintendo Switch Lite, and you don't have Animal Crossing at this point, like, I really recommend it. It's definitely more of, like, a slow-paced game, so if you are anything like me, and you like games like that, where you're not always, like, punching and kicking and whatnot, it's a great game. But it's definitely a game where it's, like, takes time to get to your final goal, and you don't really need any skill for it, which is great on my end. This is not an ad for Animal Crossing, but, I mean... it can be, Nintendo, please hit me up. I love Animal Crossing, though. If you don't have it yet, and you have a Switch or a Switch Lite, get it. Like, right now, this second. So, that's really what I've been doing. And I've been, you know, going to dance. Now, I dance, like, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And I end on Thursdays at, like, 8 o'clock. So, pretty late, kind of. Yeah, no, that is pretty late. But, I mean, I don't even know, but I mean nothing. I mean, that's late. And I can't really, like, record on Thursdays because I start at 5, but, you know, I got homework. You know, I'm a high school student now. I'm a freshman. Can't believe I'm a freshman in high school. That's, that makes me feel so weird. I'm not going to think about that for long right now. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. You know, school, dance, and Animal Crossing. And I've been trying to read. But, you know, getting back into things like that is so hard. It really is. I mean, in the book I'm reading, or at least I'm trying to finish reading, it's a self-help book, which... in the past weren't my favorite type of books because, I don't know, I felt like it's like boring, you know, because I love action books or like fairy tales or, you know, the kind of cheesy-esque teen romance books or teen coming of age books that just, you know, every like thing that's coming of age almost is like has some romance there, so that's why they're coming of age, or at least that's what I'm calling it. But yeah, I mean, those are the books I typically read, and self-help is not in there. Like, I tried reading Tuesdays with Mori, but I haven't, like, I'm close to finishing it, I just haven't, so I need to get back on my reading grind. I'll put that on my schedule today. Read. Exclamation point. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I've been up to lately. But what's of most recent is Lent. So Lent started yesterday, which is, if you don't know, it's a religious, like, it's a season of reflection. This is according to Google, bbc.co.uk. It says, beginning on Ash Wednesday, which was yesterday of me recording this, today is Thursday the 18th of February. Lent is a season of reflection and preparation before the celebrations of Easter. By observing the 40 days of Lent, Christians replicate Jesus Christ's sacrifice and withdraw into the desert for 40 days. Lent is remarked by fasting, both from food and festivities. So yeah, I mean, what I'm giving up for Lent is meat. I'm giving up meat for Lent. This is something I've been thinking about just doing in my personal life, is just not eating meat anymore. Because, I don't know, like, I saw this video on TikTok, and it kind of scared me. It was, like, the video, and this guy's cutting up meat, and then he, like, he pulls on one side of the meat, and it still has its, I'm doing air quotes right now, muscle memory. It probably is muscle memory. And, just seeing each of it move, ooh, like, I keep thinking about it, and I'm, like, I'm pulling on to my crochet bucket hat that I made. That's another thing. I crocheted a bucket hat this past week. Just, like, pulling at it. Oh, it's so gross. Ugh. Ugh. No. Can't do it. I can't do it. So, yeah. But I'm giving up meat, you know. I just want to, like, what happens if I can give up meat? You know? And this is a great thing, because I love to challenge myself a little bit. Kind of. A little bit. I think we need to challenge ourselves at least, like, once or twice a year, you know? Or even, like, every day. Like, little things, you know? Or at least, like, maybe once a month, you know? I challenge myself every day. Kind of, not really. I mean, when I go to dance. Pushing my limits. But, like, every day, put your phone away for, you know, a minute. I do that during school. I try to put it in, like, a drawer in my desk so I don't use it during a certain class. Like, if you realize you're not doing too hot in algebra, you know, put your phone away. You know, put it in the other room or something. But, you know, this is my way of challenging myself. And this challenge will last me over a month. It's my second day of doing it. I haven't failed yet. And I don't think I will fail. I'm going to persevere. I'll rise up. Rise like the waves. So, yeah. That's what I've been doing. You know. I mean, school. I would give up that. But I don't think I can. Like, I just don't think I can. Oh my god! On Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, and all Fridays of Lent, everyone above the age of 14 must be abstained from consuming meat. Therefore, I'm literally already doing Good Friday and all Fridays of Lent. I did try to do that. Like, I did give up meat every Friday. I think I did that in, like, fourth grade. You didn't have to in fourth grade. Well, at least I didn't have to. But my mom was like, oh, you want to do it? I think she said it. And I was like, I'm going to do that. I think I did it. I don't even remember, man. I don't even remember. That was, like, felt like years ago going into a school building. Speaking of school, that's today's podcast main topic. You probably already knew that. I mean, come on. It's probably titled, like, school stories or something. I don't even know. Probably something titled school stories. But today we are going to be talking about school. We're going to talk about some stories I have about school, but probably three. Honestly, maybe even less, because I haven't been doing this whole school thing for a long time, you know. I mean, technically I've been doing it for, like, I'm trying to think, like, 10 years? The first time I went into kindergarten, I was, like, 4. So, yeah, like, 10 years, around about. I'm a freshman in high school. That's 9th grade, or grade 9, however you want to say it. For people, that's how it is in America. It's the first year of high school, at least at my school. Honestly, I don't even know what to say about high. I've just started, and I don't even think it's a real high school experience because, I mean, like, I'm not even in school. I was, but not anymore. So, yay. I actually want to talk about why I'm not going to school anymore. I'm still in school. Obviously, I can't drop out. But why I'm not going in the building, at least right now, for school, is because one of my classmates got COVID, and I had to quarantine for 2 weeks, and I realized I hated it. Not, like, quarantining, but, like, yeah, I mean, yeah. But I only didn't like quarantining because I had dance, and that was when Nutcracker was happening. And I really do love dance, and I'd rather be going to dance in person because we can go. My studio is very, very good at, like, sanitizing, like, after every single class, no matter if, like, the same people are in the class, like, they will sanitize the room because, you know, new people are going to be coming in. Take temperatures, like, the whole shebang. Honestly, my school compared, not doing as good, but we're not gonna talk about that. I was like, I'd rather go to dance, and I'm not, like, it's not here in school where I'm at dance for that long, like, you know, and we're not having multiple moments where we're taking off our mask. I mean, yes, do we take breaks for water? Yeah, but, like, compared to school, it's like, it's a smaller group of people, and we're not, like, it's not like school. They're sanitizing. It's great. And I'm not in there. I was about to say every single day, but I mean, people are kind of in there every single day. But in school, you know, like there's just more people, and I feel like they, like, at least some of the students don't care as much. Maybe because I'm in high school. I was like, you know, like, my younger sister, she can go into school. Her school has had, like, barely any cases of COVID. It's insane. But, like, my school, I feel like every single, like, week, like, look, I'm gonna go onto the website, and I will probably be able to find, like, such and such, like, COVID cases in this school. Okay, maybe I can't find it right now, you know, so that's our priority. We're on break, but, like, if I go, like, to the older names, I'm pretty sure, like, we can find, oh, yeah, February the 11th, 3 students test positive for COVID. Like, that's the most recent one. It's February 18th. Mind you. Is that the right way? Yeah, mind you. So, I guess not that bad, but, I mean, come on. Oh, well, I guess my sister, I was like, no, I feel like I see her school less often, but the high school, I mean, I feel like every couple of days, Like, let's read. Let's do a little read through. A staff member in my school tests positive for COVID. Not that. I was like, 4 positive tests for COVID, but there was no risk or something. Okay. Well, it's not looking too great. But, like, typically, we do hear more about, like, high school students getting, you know, catching COVID cases or getting COVID because they don't care. Because, you know, they think since they're young, it doesn't affect them. COVID does. And, I mean, I do see family a lot. Not by choice, granted. Like, what I would do if I were in my parents' shoes, like, we go visit them 1 week, 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, we could go back and visit them. But, like, we go to dance, and, like, my grandma, she, like, during quarantine, when we were in harsher, like, lockdown, it was, like, hard on her. Don't want to make excuses. But what I do know is that I don't hang out with friends as often. I think the last time I hung out with friends was in October, which wasn't that long ago, but it was a very, very small group of people. And, like, none of us had COVID, and I'm pretty sure I didn't see my family for a couple of weeks after that. And that, like, that's who I really see without a mask on, is family. And it's not like a giant group of people. It is a very small group of people. It's literally, sometimes it's just like 4 people in a room. Yeah. But, I mean, and I don't go traveling. I haven't really left my state in a long time. And when I did, I quarantined. We were on break too, so it worked out where I didn't have to go to dance or school. It worked out. It really did. But I was like, no, I'm not going into school, especially if I'm going to be seeing people like my grandma who is, you know, at high risk, and my dance school is sanitizing, and if people, you know, there hasn't been a case of COVID in the dance school, but, like, if you get exposed to it, like, you have to quarantine, and you can't go in. So, yeah. I mean, I don't even know. So, I'm not going into school anytime soon. I've just been rambling about why I'm not going into school. Now, let's talk about the dang darn school system itself. The school system is flawed, as we all know. But I'm going to give some applauds to my school, specifically. I do not know how your guys' schooling experiences are, but this is my school experience. My school is very, do I want to say heavily involved? Kind of is. They do care a lot about our gotta give me a minute there. They do care, I would say, about the art system and having clubs and keeping all that. But, I mean, basics are, it is still a school, and there are some annoying things, like dress codes and all that, which we can talk about. I don't know if we're going to get to dress codes today, but we can definitely talk about that another day. I, like, you know, my school experience prior was, like, middle school, and I thought that was going to be the worst experience, but then, oh boy, middle school compared to high school is, like, middle school's, like, it's like a cake, you know, perfectly fine cake, you know, it's not something too special. It's like the cake at, like, like a Walmart cake, or, like, sorry, getting sell cakes now, like a supermarket cake. You know, oh, it tastes fine, you know, not the greatest, but it's pretty good. High school is like a creme brulee that's just on fire the whole time. You can't even enjoy the great custard underneath the fire. And, you know, and you try to blow out the fire, it just comes back. So, I don't even know. Maybe that's not a good comparison. I'm only a freshman. I've only started doing this recently. But it's just like a fire that never ends so far. Recently, I was in my science class, And I kid you not, we had, like, a lesson we started learning. And then the day after, we started, like, literally the day after we started the lesson, my teacher was like, okay, so here's the study guide for the quiz you're going to be taking tomorrow. It was not even a quiz. It was a test. I keep forgetting that. But the reason why the test, it was actually fair, according to them, was because we had until yesterday to complete said test. I guess if then you're like, oh, that's still pretty good. Like, you had, like, a long time. Yeah. But we didn't really learn any of the material. And what we did learn didn't help us out much in the study guide. I had to Google answers. So, Google was my teacher. I hope I got 100. Because if I got anything less than an 80, I'm gonna cry. Because I cried. Like, I had a mental breakdown every single day leading up. It was 2 days. I had, like, multiple mental breakdowns during the day about this. I had a mental breakdown in the middle of the test. In the middle of the test. I wish I was joking. I'm not. I laugh about it now, but I was literally in pain. I was crying. I was like, I need a podcast about this in a minute because I'm about to cry. So, yeah. That's... not even funny. It's not funny when I'm laughing at myself to ease the pain. God, I was just crying. Mental breakdown. I was exploding. I was literally gonna explode. And I was like, I can't do this. Oh my God. Like, I was literally considering, like, one day being like, I'm gonna drop out. I'm just gonna drop out. I'm not gonna drop out, obviously. I don't want to quit high school. I want to get a full high school experience. In fact, I want to go to college, you know, probably because I see college as, like, procrastinating to becoming an adult, so it'll be great. It's not really procrastinating. I mean, you still have adult things to do once you're in college, but I was like, I'm not fully there yet, you know, I don't have to worry about, I don't even know. I was about to say taxes, but, like, there are people in college who have apartments. I mean, my parents will let me live with them during my college years. But I don't think I can live with them for, you know, forever. Obviously. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't really know how they'll feel about that. Actually, I don't know how I would feel about that. But, yeah. I mean, school right now in the present, it's kind of like, it's not super stressful, but I feel like it can be, you know? School's just one of those things that it doesn't bring everyone happiness. And I don't know if there's a way for schools to improve. I mean, what my school's been recently doing, and I don't know whether to applaud them for this or, I mean, like, give them applause now, but, like, kind of critique it a little bit, is in the morning, after third period, which ends at around, like, or would normally end at, like, around 9:20, I think. They give, like, 10 minutes of, like, a mental health break or something, where apparently teachers are supposed to ask, like, questions and you answer them or talk to, like, a partner to answer them. I don't really know. I mean, I think it's a new thing because It just seems like a new thing, like I figured it's not something normal that happens. And, I mean, for me, because I'm at home, it doesn't really, you know, affect me because, well, I'm at home, I just take, you know, an extra 10 minutes. I already have a study hall, so it's just another break for me. But I don't know, like, what they're doing. Like, I think it's okay, but it's like, you want me to talk about why I'm stressed in the building that, you know, has stressful things, you know. And it's not things just, like, teachers call stress. No. It's more so, like, the work. And it's not that it's a lot of work. It can feel like a lot of work. Because, I mean, you're getting all these assignments at once. And we're supposed to learn now how to manage our time more so by ourselves and, you know, with help of our parents. But, I mean, we don't really know, like, where to start. And especially if you have multiple after-school activities, you're, like, you're kind of like, okay, how can I do this? How can I do all my schoolwork in an orderly manner? And my school schedule does not help with that at all. Let's talk about that. My school, like, at least how my schedule is, I'm just gonna use, like, my Monday schedule, because that's when I have the most study halls. First period, I have a study hall, and then I have a second period class, and then third period, I have a study hall. Fourth period, I have a class, and then fifth period, I have another study hall. And let's just say my second period class is social studies, and we really don't get many homework assignments. And if we do, it's something that she, like, it's not, like, due. It's not even, like, homework. It's, like, we do it together as a class, and we have to turn it in for our grade. So, it's, like, my first two study halls are already there, kind of useless. Especially since, I would do work from my later classes and turn them in. But, like, now since I'm doing my work after school, so then during those study halls, I really can, you know, just have a break and feel, like, fine. They're kind of rendered, like, they're just, like, useless. Especially when I was in school, they were really useless. But, like, now that I'm at home, that first study hall, I'm not even awake, okay? I sleep there at least. Well, I guess I am. I am awake during it, but I'm not, like, doing anything school-related. Or it doesn't feel like my school day yet. But, like, during the third one, my third period study hall, I just play a game. In the middle of my school day, I'm just playing a game. And then later on, after that fifth period study hall, I just have a bunch of classes. And that's my school schedule. It's really flawed, and I wish I could change it. But alas, I can't. Whoa, but alas, I can't change it. I feel like it's getting boring. There's so much, like, things that are going on in my school day that it, like, sometimes I can't wrap my head around it. Like, I remember there was a day on Thursday where I'm just thinking about my school day, and I was like, I don't remember anything I learned. And I was freaking out a little bit, because I was like, what happens if I have a quiz? I actually did have a quiz that Friday. Also, I think that started in middle school, at least for me it did. It feels like every week I have a quiz or a test or some sort of assignment that's gonna affect my grade that I have to prepare for. And it's almost like, why? Why do you exist? You know, and teachers are always like, oh, we don't talk to other teachers, you know? I mean, I kind of wish they did, you know, so they could be like, I have a test. I have a test on, I'm, like, assigning a test on Friday, and then the teachers can be like, oh, okay, so maybe I will assign my test on a different day, you know? And at least my teachers, they try not to give tests on Mondays. If your teacher gives a test on Monday, that, I would cry. Oh my god, I would cry. Because, fun little fact about me, I don't really study much. I study a little bit, at least. You know? But I feel like if whenever I do study, I just fail. Like, I just fail my class. I'm not failing my class. I fail the test. It's not fun at all, but it's what, like, it's either I fail or I've never really failed. Well, I was in sixth grade, okay? So it's not new or knowledge. But it's like I either get, like, a grade I'm not proud of, or, like, you know, which is failing for me, or I get, like, an 80, which is not failing, but it's like I knew the answer, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't retain anything from when I study. So, just, it's worse. I've tried studying. And I don't know if I'm doing it right. Wow. Talking about studying, I'm going on and on. I think the school system is flawed for multiple reasons, but we have to look at the history of school. My mom's gonna go take a shower. If you heard that. School is, like, it was designed to make factory workers, so everyone would learn and have the same mind state, like, mental state. Think the same. They'd all think the same. That's what I was looking for. And now when we have so many jobs that have creativity, like influencers, I think there has to be like a different like school thing for influencers, because I swear they do. People always pick the worst people on the internet to make famous, and I'm done with it. But like, you know, we have influencers, and besides that, we also have people who are doing jobs that we, you know, that are definitely more newer, like video game design creators and people who, you know, work with coding and all that. And I know a lot of schools, either they just don't have plain old simple, they don't have the money to afford things like good computers, you know, or that's just not like a priority for them. It's not, you know, their curriculum or whatever doesn't have that there under it. I'm going to be honest with you, my school does have stuff like that, and I go to a public school. So we do have things like newer computers. I remember in middle school, they got touchscreen computers in the computer lab. And me, at the time, I was like, that's like, we don't need that. Because we really didn't. Our computers weren't, like, they were pretty outdated, but, I mean, like, the, like, for majority of the time, our computer lab was, like, empty. Like, there was no one in it. But, I mean, you know, they have it, and there are assignments where they need, like, Photoshop to use it to get a grade. And, I mean, in the high school, we have, like, a whole, like, we have multiple, electives that have to do with coding and, you know, 3D printing. We even have a 3D printer in the middle school and in the high school, which is insane and great, because, you know, that stuff is starting to be used nowadays to create things like small businesses and just businesses in general. And, you know, in the job market, having that in, like, your resume is great and amazing. So, applause to my school for doing that stuff. They also really prioritize the arts in my school, which is lovely, because, I mean, and, like, art is a huge thing. I mean, what do you put in your room? You put works of art in your room, and, you know, the music you listen to, all that stuff, it's all very important, and a lot of schools have to cut stuff like that down, you know, due to things like money. And, I mean, my school's doing great at that stuff, and they do prioritize that. Like, I think it is required before we graduate that we have to, you know, take, like, have at least one music or art credit to get towards our basic diploma, which I think I'm just going to get the basic diploma, you know. Will the advanced regents diploma do any difference for me? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not. Giada. District is doing better at that, but I know a lot of schools are not maybe doing the greatest at that. I think, though, they're trying. A lot of schools are trying to. But, I mean, like, the basics of school still remain with things, you know, like the education system. The fact that my teacher was able to literally not even teach us a lesson, and we still expected to, like, get like a test grade out of it is insane. I think me personally, I think I can learn perfectly fine with Googling something for like a minute and retain it for like, you know, that day and, you know, the day after that. But I don't think that's something that's gonna help me. Like, let's say someone really wanted to become, well, we're learning about like, I think it was actually, I don't remember what it was. A certain system. What happens if they want to become a doctor or, yeah, a doctor. And, you know, that has to do with that sort of system. And they had to just Google their answers. Yes, I understand that, you know, they're going to have to go to college and, yeah, medical school to really become a doctor. But my chair just moved, sorry. But they're still going to have to, you know, like, at least get the basics down. And we had to just Google it, so... I don't even know. And then, like, at the same time, a lot of teachers are still getting underpaid. I don't know if that has changed, but then some teachers aren't even doing anything. Like, I can tell when my teacher enjoys teaching. You know, like, I have an ELA teacher who, like, you know, jokes around with us and is like... Either he pretends to be annoyed with us or he isn't. But I could tell, like, he likes to be a teacher, you know? Because we do see with some teachers where they just don't like it at all. I'm not saying that's the case for that specific teacher. But it almost felt like that. Which is annoying, you know? I think when you have a teacher who's passionate about the subject, it just makes the subject a little bit better, you know, to learn about it. Like, oh my god. My social studies teacher, even the sub that we have right now, like, you can tell that they like, at least they like social studies and they kind of like to teach. They like to teach the subject. So it just makes it, like, more fun to be in the class. Because you can tell they like it. You can tell they enjoy, you know, telling us about what happened in ancient Rome. And right now we're learning about the Dark Ages. So I think seeing that is great. And lovely. And makes school a little bit more enjoyable. But, I mean, school still does have many flaws. I don't even think I touched much upon it. Maybe next time we'll talk about the dress code system and why I hate it. That's the worst part about school. But, I mean, school, it's fine. And I want to go to college. And that's what most schools are preparing you for. I mean, that's all we hear about, you know, like, this, you know, you need this much credits to graduate and, you know, go to college. So, not, college isn't for everyone, you know? I mean, if you can afford to get a higher education, especially if you're an influencer who doesn't understand the meaning of, what's the word? Quarantining and social distancing, especially if you live in a multi-million-dollar mansion, you know, and you don't have to go to parties. You know, I haven't been to a party oh my god, in over a year. Wow. I'm just gonna let that sink in for a minute. I haven't been to a party. Like, I haven't been to a packed party. I've been in groups of people that have always been under the limit, or at least at the limit at the time. No, I feel like it's still been, like, 10 people. Like, I haven't been in a giant group of people in a long, 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 long time. Oh, my God. And then we have influencers partying. I'm done. If you have COVID, or if you are, you know, affected by COVID, I'm really sorry. You know, I do things. I wear my mask, and I wear it properly over the nose and covering the mouth. Come on. It's not that hard. I promise. I actually enjoy wearing my mask. Okay? I don't know. I like it. I joke that it's like having purified air. So, wear your mask. Stay safe. Stay 6 feet apart. You know, me as someone who is kind of an introvert and a little bit of an extrovert, like the tiniest bit of an extrovert, as an introvert, you know, I'm fine with people not having to talk to me, you know. Yeah. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, night, morning. I don't know what time it is for you. I will see you again. In Wonderland. I mean, we're kind of ending on a bit of a sad note. Are we? Oh! I forgot to do the word of the day. Okay, we're gonna do the word of the day right now, real quick. Our word of the day is cattywampus. I think I'm saying that wrong. It's spelled cattywampus. I'll repeat it again. Cattywampus, cattywampus. If I spelled it wrong, I'm sorry. I think I did. I think I spelled it right. But it means going badly, awkwardly, or in the wrong direction. And I think, at least my school district is not in a cattywampus. I think they're definitely trying to go into the right direction. Maybe we'll talk more about school, because, I mean, we're not even done. So we just kind of touched on the topic of my schooling. We talked about my schedule and how how school's, my school at least is doing a little bit. And then I kind of went down in the middle there. Sorry. So, yeah, I hope you guys have a great day. Smile. Drink some water. And, yeah, treat yourself. And if you're in school right now and you're doing homework or something, you know, it's fine to take breaks, okay? I mean, many people just like to grind all day. You can take a break. Take a 5-minute break. 10-minute break. Me, I like to take a 30-minute break in the middle of my schoolwork. No, but, yeah, you can take a break. You know, go out for a walk if you can. It's snowing where I am right now. Or just, you know, go on TikTok. That will not be a 5-minute break if you go on TikTok. But I digress. Have a good rest of your day, and bye.